Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And I am joined tonight, graciously, by my special co-host. Y'all heard her on here before, Miss Blue Royale. Give it up for Miss Blue Royale. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to holler at us, you give us a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to the Facebook site. I'm Smooth Drama there. I mean, pretty much, you pick a social network, I'm Smooth Drama, you can add me there, and I'll talk back to you. Encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site also at smoothdrama.com. Check us out. Join our Yahoo group. We can hang out a taste. In between then, you know, I get to hang out with my homegirl, Blue Royale. How you doing?
I'm good. How you been?
I've been good. I've been real good. We miss you on the show. I'm glad that you're here to graciously join us. In light of the fact that Miss 100%, who is still recovering, and we, of course, want Miss 100% to get better and look forward to having her come back. In the meantime, I get to hang out with one of my homegirls, and we get to talk about Bigfoot. You know, there's a man, Randy Lee Tinley of Kalispell, who decided, hey, I'm going to get all the people who do the Sasquatch sighting. So he attempted to be Bigfoot. And him and his homies thought this was a funny, cool thing to do. Only thing is, the suit had grass and plants on it and whatnot. It made him hairy and all that. And some people couldn't really see him because I guess he was out by the forest. And he got hit by a vehicle because he did this in the dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a smart thing to do.
Is that like dumbass for 2012?
No, God rest the dead, but that's special helmet worthy. The fact that you would think playing Bigfoot in a dark suit on dark highway. I don't mean to make fun of his death. But
I wonder if he was like trying to do like a Jackass movie, how Jackass, they always do something stupid. Like, I wonder, like, who would do something like that? What? I wonder if he was high. You think he was high?
I'm thinking some alcohol was involved. You don't come to that conclusion like, yeah, just normal. Like, me and you, we talking here now, like, you know what? I'm going to go play Bigfoot.
Dress up like Bigfoot and
go on
the road in the dark.
Right. In a suit that's dark. And so he got ran over by one car, and then another car came by and hit him again. And that was it.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That is so horrible.
Yeah, it's
such a shame and a tragedy that he would dress up like Bigfoot and run around on the freeway
yeah,
in the dark.
Sense. Yeah.
And get hit by a car. It's tragic.
Yeah, very tragic. Big shout out to Randy. I hope in your next life that you are Bigfoot. Maybe it'll work out for you. You can be Bigfoot or the Abominable Snowman or something like that. Anyway, speaking of big, we got a situation. Have you ever heard of varillas?
That
varillas is
enhancement drug.
Yeah, it's a male enhancement pill. I guess it, this guy, he bought it at the grocery, the gas station in Houston. And on the way to the motel, you know, he wanted to do his thing. Well, unfortunately, as he was doing his thing, he was feeling a little pain and blood started squirting out of his penis onto the sheets and the walls and the mirrors in the motel room. And I guess his penis and his scrotum became visibly swollen. He went to the emergency room and the doctors had to remove the skin from his penis because his urethra had separated and it was dangerously swollen. And now, Blue, he got a urinate through a catheter, and he may never have an erection again. Yeah. Any message you want to give to the people out there who are thinking about the male enhancement pill?
Do not buy that crap from
anybody.
Gas station, from crying out loud, like, that's like going to me, that's like these women who are going to get these butt injection and enhancements, like, out of people's apartments and houses. Yeah, and then they get injected with super glue.
Yeah, that's
Gorilla glue, cooking oil, and flour.
Right. I mean,
you don't know.
See, what I'm talking about here is we talking about good old-fashioned Viagra. The whole I'm going to make it bigger, just work with what you got. Hey, you may not have the biggest ass, you may not have the biggest penis, but, I mean, I'm not trying to stereotype here, but there's like 2 billion Asians. It works just fine for them. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I mean, I know. I know. Size supposedly matters, but it seems to be working out just fine for them. So you think that it should work for you too?
Well.
Yeah. I know. Hey, it happens. And
people
want to perform longer and all this other stuff, but at the same time, you want your shit to work, right?
You know what? Focus your mind. Like one day, my mom called me at 5:00 in the morning. And I was, like, discombobulated, didn't know what the hell. Focus your mind. Focus. Damn. Like,
I'm
so anxious. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't have a problem.
Well, I'm thinking making your penis bigger is way different than your mama calling you 5 in the morning.
Well...
Just saying.
No, I was talking about the performance. Like, they want to, you know, last longer. Well, making it longer. They have...
Yeah, it's called going to the gym. You know, doing cups, sit-ups, push-ups, and build up that stamina.
You know what? I have noticed that, like, when, I noticed the difference, like, with a man who doesn't, who's,
right.
He hasn't, you know, been in the gym, and then when he starts to work out, you know, that kind of, you know, gets bigger,
right.
too. So, I mean, yeah.
That's kind of how it goes. You need to do some dick push-ups. Okay, I know. Moving on.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Your dick gotta be strong.
Yeah, I don't try that at home. We were just talking about it. Do not try that at home.
Penis be in a cast, full body penis cast.
I don't want to see y'all on that show, 10,000 Ways to Die. Now, speaking of time, you know, there's a Skittles ad that has a walrus making out with a woman on the couch, which is supposed to be, and then the walrus girlfriend comes home. And the woman is supposedly saying that that's not actually him while she's tongue-kissing the walrus. Now, I mean, it's a stupid Skittles commercial, but there's a group, 1 Million Moms, which is a conservative advocacy group, who are saying that this is the thought process behind their new ad. They're offending customers. And parents find this type of advertising inappropriate and unnecessary. Now, I've seen the ad 2, 3, 4 times, and I don't see what is so bad about a fake walrus kissing a human and talking about Skittles. I was missing it.
Well,
as a mother, are you offended?
I wouldn't be offended, but if I had my little ones just be watching TV, or my little ones are watching TV, and you think, it just depends on the age of your kid. You see this grown woman tongue kissing a damn toy, you know, a fake walrus.
I mean, couldn't you explain to your kids if they asked the question, hey, mommy, is that a real walrus? And you would just say, no. And that'd be the end of the conversation?
I think it's the act of her tongue kissing the walrus. Come to think of it. I think that's it.
That turns you, that's the one that messes you up?
I'm just trying to. It just, like I said, it depends on the age of my kids. Especially if, you know, little, you know,
so what?
JoJo got a toy walrus or whatever, you know, and...
So you thinking that would affect your daughter and make her want to tongue kiss a walrus also?
I don't know. Kids are they're like sponges, you know, they suck everything up. You know, it just depends on the age of the kid. I don't know. I'm just trying to put myself in their situation.
Well, that's why I asked you the question. As a mother, do you think that Skittles ads with women kissing walruses is something that's just so inappropriate where you're like, no! Anyway. Now, if people are grossed out by that, I read a story in Great Britain where there was an 8-year-old boy who found a piece of what they say is either whale vomit or whale poop. And it's supposedly worth $63,000.
Go find some whale vomit.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm going to the beach.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, whale vomit, which is called ambergris, is the surface, is the ingredient that makes your cologne or perfume, the scent, last longer. So if you wearing something sweet smelling right now and it's been on you and you adore the smell, that would be some throw up or some doo doo on your neck.
That is just so nasty.
Really? You don't like the way it smells?
I like the way it smells, but for crying out loud.
What? You like the end result, but you don't like the beginning?
Well, I think I could have lived without knowing. I mean, well,
it's recycling.
As long as it's not, that's just gross.
That's recycling. Hold on.
Let me put some of this whale vomit in this perfume right here. And, who thought of that shit? Like, seriously, there's nothing else that would make the perfume last longer? The perfume, because that's what it is, perfume. You know, no toilet. Like, there's nothing else. They try some other kind of ingredient.
For what?
God, that is,
hey, enjoy the sweet smell. So now you know, whenever you run up on somebody and they like smell good, that is well doo-doo. You love doo-doo on people. Get used to it. I just want to put that visual out there. And on that note, we gonna go on break since Blue is kind of stuck there. We're gonna get this out of your mindset. This is the R. Appropriately, they don't want it. Special co-host Miss Blue Royale, and that was the R. They don't want it, since Blue Royale, she didn't want to have the image of doo doo on her neck. It's just We just had to go there. And I ain't gonna say you hating. I'm just gonna say you hating. I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it.
That's nasty.
And speaking of hate, it's that time of the week where we talk about the hater of the week. And our hater of the week comes from the clergy. You know, they can't help it. Instead of dealing with their problems with these priests coming on to these kids and messing them up, old Father Benedict Groeschel, or however the hell you pronounce it, it don't matter. This dude comes out and he's like, yeah, you know what? People have in their minds pictures of a person planning to, you know, be a psychopath. But he says, suppose you have a man having a nervous breakdown and a youngster comes after him. A lot of the cases, the youngster, 14, 16, 18, is the seducer. Now, I don't know about you, Blue, but I didn't know that being a priest meant that you could be having a nervous breakdown and that's the reason why you're being seduced by these teens, preteens, whatnot. Sound like a hater to me. It's like, well, why don't they just say, hey, you know what? These dudes made a mistake and we have rectified the situation. They have been punished and move on. What? They just... They don't...
They're trying to justify the fact that he said that he needs to be... what is it called? Like, silenced or have their priesthood revoked or... What is it called? What is
well,
the proper...
you know, they don't even... They don't revoke... You know what they do? They just move... to another city. I mean,
like a driver's license.
Right. They just move them. It's
twisted
like
bastard.
Yeah, I mean, if you really wanted to rape and molest people, you would be a preacher. Because you don't go to jail for that. You just get moved to another city. That's it. Just I'm like, I don't understand how they go. Yeah, and then he goes into it talking about, yeah, that most of these relationships are heterosexual in nature and that historically sexual relationships between men and boys have not been thought of as crimes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. It boggles my mind. Now, I say something like that, the police is knocking on my door 10 minutes later.
Exactly. I mean, that is sick, demented, twisted.
Yeah.
Thinking like... They're not checking his computer for child porn.
You don't have to.
Right there.
He don't need child porn. He's just looking out into the crowd.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're talking about. It's hilarious. Then you talk about this married pastor who was spreading HIV to his congregation. Pastor Craig Lamar Davis,
aka number two pencil with a suit on, and up there looking like a damn stick figure, smiling, going around giving people damn HIV. Like, I feel like when people do stuff like that, they need to be treated like back in the day. They need to treat them like they used to do people that they thought were witches. Stone their asses to freaking death. Like, you have this deadly disease you know you have this deadly disease, and you're going around giving it to women, the ones who he done said whatever he wanted to say, he done wooed them some kind of way, you know, and I'm not saying it's all his fault, because the women, they have a choice, you know what I'm saying, to protect themselves,
right.
Because you really don't know this person, you know, so you have a choice. But then at the same time, it's like when you get comfortable with the person, I mean, like, you can't get comfortable with no damn body these damn days, seriously.
Right. Well, and not only getting comfortable, but we talking about one, he's the pastor. You know.
Yeah, and that's like his actions. When I saw it, I just couldn't even finish reading it, really. I was disgusted. Because that's the reason why people, they don't believe in God. A lot of people don't believe there is a God because of the people who represent who God is supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
and they have these positions, and so they're like, well, if there's no way in the world that there can be a God, if this person is, I mean, like, that's,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. When the preacher is the one that's doing all the dirt. I mean, the people go to church and they look to the preacher for guidance, and he's laying
exactly.
And then not only is he laying hands on his people that he's supposed to be giving guidance to, and this goes for the guy giving HIV and these dudes who are molesting little kids. Look, they go to you for spiritual guidance, and what you give them is carnal loving. It goes against everything. Now, I mean, people make mistakes and shit happens, but at the same time, you got to be in the wrong business if this is what happens all the time with you. I mean, because that wasn't a one-time thing with him. That was a multiple-time thing. I mean, and he was HIV positive.
Who did he get it from? And he's married. You know what I'm saying? Like, so are you on the down low? Was you like
well,
where did he get it from? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it don't necessarily have to be on DL. He could have got it straight up heterosexual.
Oh, I know he could have, but I'm saying, like, who did he get it from? If he didn't get it from another woman, that's what I'm saying, and then he's a married man with a family, like...
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's out there. I mean, but, you know, that's the deceptions and lies that you have to deal with. And speaking of deception and lies, Paul Ryan... trying to be vice president of this here United States, he did during his
AKA the devil's advocate,
pretty much. Yeah, he was shockingly blue, accused of lying in his speech. Like, oh, politicians lying? Are we shocked by that, really? I mean, are you really shocked by a politician lying in his speech?
No. Because all of them lie, hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I back Obama 100%. And, I mean, all of them lie. Come on now. I mean, that none of them get up there and speak the 100% truth at all times. But there's times where it just be absolutely ridiculous, though.
Hold on, do they even get 10%? You give it away too much. We talk about, I'm like, can we get 10% true? Yeah. I mean, they get their name right. Yeah, this is Paul Ryan. That's about it. I don't think there's nothing else. And they tell the truth on it, then I'd be like, is that really his name? Is his name really Paul Ryan?
You stupid.
I'm just saying, like you saying, he could be the devil's son. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, politicians lying. I'm like, ain't that what they do? I mean, you know, you remember when Obama was elected, everybody was, woo, we got a black president. Everybody was on fire. Remember that? It was all like Donkey Kong. And now it's like, okay, yeah, because we got all that. I mean, I'm trying to think. Was there a difference? Did we get like all black people get like a check in the mail that we wasn't supposed to tell white people about? That was the of having a black president. I mean, I know you remember. You was there. You celebrated. I remember me and my homie. We on the phone like, man, we can't even say black people will never be president again. But at the same time, nothing's changed. I didn't get a bump in my pay. Nothing. Like I said, did you get a check? Maybe they didn't send mine. Did you get that black check?
No.
No? It didn't come?
No.
Oh. All right.
No.
I was about to file my protest. Blue got one and I didn't get one. What kind of shit is this? But anyway, speaking of getting one, I guess there was a couple of a Norfolk couple. They have a major lawsuit going against the airline after their sex toy was allegedly take to their luggage. Christopher Bridgman and Martin Borger, they filed a lawsuit against United Continental because, yes, when their luggage came up, they found that their sex toy was taped on top of their luggage with some lubricant on it. Kind of funny. You know, and they said in their lawsuit claim, you check this out, this is the most important part. They said onlookers laughed and it caused the pair emotional trauma, even necessitating treatment from mental health care professionals.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Say that again?
They said that because people laughed at them, they needed some mental health care.
Yeah, damn lie.
Yeah,
because. Oh my gosh. If, you know what, if that happened to me, I would say that I was a damsel in distress. I needed some mental health care. And everything else, too.
Yeah, I know. And they probably going to get paid, but still. I'm like, look.
Mental health care. If you don't shut your ass up, be at home drinking some Stella Rosa. And
yeah, I'm like, look.
And laughing their asses off.
Right. I'm like, hey. And, you know, they're saying it because they're homosexual. It was humiliating to them. And I'm like, look, you shouldn't have had your sex toys with you. I'm saying.
Most people put those, you know, that kind of stuff in their carry-on or something. Maybe, like, I mean, I wonder what it was. Did they have a, well, they ain't going to put a picture of it.
No.
I'm like, what was it?
Yeah. I'm going to take an educated guess that it was your, you know, one
anal plug?
I don't know.
Nah, that ain't big. That ain't nothing to get excited over and put it on to take the. It had to be.
And as Blue Royale's mind wanders about what the next story was. I'm gonna move on from ad plugs and ad play to just ass. Because William Boakye of Texas, who's Texas mayor, he was killed by his ass. Straight up. He had a pet donkey. And I guess the donkey got tired of his, for lack of a better word, ass.
Yeah.
Stomped on him and killed him.
I think, like, that is the dumbest thing ever. Why would you have a pet like that? That is not even an exotic animal. That's just, you got some dusty-ass donkey running around in your house.
Well, he had a ranch, and I'm like, but still, what? I'm not gonna go racial. I'm just gonna say there's a group of people who have pets that make no sense. Like you see people,
that's just like
the pythons as pets. You know,
man, hell no.
Why do you do that? I always wonder about people like that. You know,
negative.
You've lost your mind totally.
Absolutely. Absolutely negative. Negative. That's just like that lady with that damn chimpanzee. Like, really? To this day, I say that damn chimpanzee got tired of looking at that damn woman and just hauled off and slapped. You know, back in the day, your mom would tell you I'd slap your face off. That's exactly what that damn chimpanzee did. And people say that I'm insensitive, but no, like, you have...
Well, it's one, they are intelligent.
Highly. That's what I say. He was tired of looking at her ass.
Right.
I'm gonna slap her damn face off. I'm sick of looking at her.
Right.
And that's what he did. And the donkey got sick of looking at his ass, and...
Well,
he couldn't slap him in across the face, so.
Well, I look at it like this. They have a little bit of intelligence, more intelligence that they're giving credit for, and some of this pet ownership is like slavery. So every now and again, you're going to have the runaway slave. I know some people don't look at it like that, but hey, that's what it is to me. And so his ass killed his ass. Yeah. On that note, we are going to go on break. This is Planet 6, Family Tree.
Bent or broken, it's a family tree.
Yeah. Story of my life and shit you read in the book. I'm the little brother who my brother usually overlooks. The flip side, believe it or not, is that it took being overlooked to work off steam like a cook. And enough that doesn't make me a chef, just a more harder working person than I was yet. Today my brother don't believe in getting no rest. Gets on my nerve, but he's my brother, man, there ain't much else to say. Arrogant is an understatement. You let him tell it, he wanna be Michael Jackson, say it. Yeah. Stop and still everybody know what his name is. Attract the most attention just knowing how much I hate it. He's just a stubborn, is mean and super impatient. Mr. Know-it-all, I swear he live on a spaceship. Wish he would listen to me more when I say shit. But love the fact that he's who I get on the stage with. Yeah.
Shit. You believe this? Yeah, this is Daddy Kivo. Man, this is some real shit. Okay, we can go like this. Terrell was coming from school doing poems, and when he brought his poems home to me, I feel like the poems sound like lyrics. This is when they got in my hands. This is when I didn't trust no one no more. This is where now we could start and say this is where family came home. From when they were young, I had my sons independent. Never depend, never trust, never believe in nobody but yourself and God. So from young, they never sang another person's song. They were writing their own stuff. Okay, now we're going to get into the black '69. Talking about when they went away at 17 and 18 and graduated. They were working 9 to 5, falling and bitching about it. They're bitch like any other family. But guess what? Like, you would keep telling them, hey, following the father by the mom by the Lord by the family, why do I have to do something else? And up living on the market, ups and downs, just gotta understand. But when you believe in that blood and understand, even we cuss and bitch, we know who have each other back. Away from this music, the biggest thing I'm proud of, the brothers staying together. You see, you gotta understand this family thing. You see that term blood, it's chicken and water. That's what it is. We building a family tree. We can't go no place if we don't stay family.
Together you gotta be smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Planet 6. Family tree. Family got to stick together. And on that note, it is that time where we talk about the dumbass of the week. And as y'all know, I'm joined by my homegirl, Miss Blue Royale. And she loves dumbasses. It makes her feel good inside to talk about dumbasses. But of course, we got to introduce the dumbasses correctly. All right. And our dumbass of the week is a man. I don't even need to say his name. He's unidentified. But this dude in out of a hospital in Kigali, Uganda, where there was a recent outbreak of Ebola, he goes into the isolation ward and he steals a cell phone from the Ebola ward. It's like, really? You're going to go to the Ebola quarantine ward first. Second, you're going to steal a cell phone. You're going to steal something from out of the quarantine area. I don't even know what else I need to say.
He needed to have that damn Ebola. I mean, I don't wish no disease on nobody, but I mean, like, that is just the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, and he caught
it. Why would you?
He caught it, by the way. Stupid. Yeah. You're not smart. You are top five dead or alive dumb. I mean, anyway, it's like going to the AIDS ward and trying to get a blood transfusion. It's not not to move. But hey, big shout out to the big homie in Uganda. I hope that Ebola is treating you well. I hope them phone calls you it was worth it.
For a damn cell phone, like.
Right. He just has, I mean, and he stole it so he could talk to his friends.
That is the dumbest, like, if you gonna steal a damn phone, you know what?
Yeah, I'm not going to steal the phone from the Ebola ward. If it's quarantined means that you're not supposed to go in there. Obviously, he didn't read that memo. I said, supposedly the Ebola that he has is hemorrhagic, so he's hemorrhaging blood and it's really painful and all that.
I'm just gonna be quiet. Look, there's plenty of phones he could have stole. We saw him going. Well, he figured they can't move and they dying and in pain. That is the dumbest.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's dumber. I don't know what's dumber, Bigfoot or the damn cell phone thief.
Well,
going into.
I'm thinking pretty much this is the dumbest. I mean, although one didn't kill him, you're going into a place where you know there's disease. Dressing up as Bigfoot, it could have been funny.
Oh, Lord.
He probably was drinking something that he shouldn't have. But that's neither here nor there. It was neither one of them ended up well. So, like I said, big shout out to the homie in Uganda. I hope that stuff is good for you. Yeah. Speaking of not being good for you, and, you know, we talked about how there's a difference. You know, there's the big argument this summer, the 99% and the 1%. To show you how they don't give a damn about you, one of the keynote speakers, Chris Christie of New Jersey. His Camden, New Jersey, they just got rid of their police force. They eliminated the whole police department because they said we can't afford it. Yeah. Now imagine.
The crime rate is already at 1,000,000%.
Right. Exactly. We Camden, New Jersey is known for its crime. So, and I'm guessing they didn't cut the police department in Chris Christie's neighborhood. They cut it in the place where they have the worst crime. So if you poor and you live in Camden, New Jersey, it's on. I mean, you know, the criminals like, what, they got rid of the police, son? Ain't no cops, son? I mean, it's on. I mean, because, you know, the criminals, they read the paper and whatnot. They like, oh, budget cuts mean ain't going to be no cops. Me, I can do whatever the hell I want. And ain't nothing gonna happen? You know what that is. It just goes to show you what they think about you. Your life, your safety don't mean shit to them. I mean, they disbanded the whole police department. And they outsourced the police services to a new county-run agency. And they're going to lay off 270 officers. That's what it is. So you plan on moving to New Jersey?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't move to New Jersey over there, were you talking? I mean, like, there's no way I wouldn't even move out there with the police there. I damn sure ain't gonna move over there without the police. That's crazy.
Yeah, so wait.
That is in the place where they need the police. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would still be like, okay, even if they did it in a suburban area, like, you know, I would still, you don't fire the police. You get rid of some stuff somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? But you don't get rid of
the police. Yeah, it's the pimp game. See, because what they did is they got rid of the police contract, and now they'll be able to hire some of them back through outsourcing where they won't have the same benefits. And the police will be cheaper, whoever decides to come back that don't retire. So, one, you're going to have broker cops, because, you know, cops don't make money as it is. You have broke-ass cops who are going to be upset because they're not getting paid. So that already says that the criminals who are willing to pay them, hey, criminals about to come up in Camden, New Jersey.
They sure, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And the first place they're going to go is to the what's his name, the one that fired them all? First place they're going to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it don't really matter. I mean, as we know, a lot of police force, I'm not going to say all cops are dirty. I mean, obviously, there are some that do their job, but it's going to be harder to have a clean police force when you're squeezing them for money. I'm like, you don't squeeze the people who keep the peace for money. That makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, if anybody should be taking cuts on salary, it should be Congress and the Senate. And dare I say, the president and his cabinet. They don't need all that extra money. But I guess that's neither here nor there. And people ain't trying to hear none of that. No way. Because that's too much. You know. Kind of like...
that's ridiculous.
Well, speaking of politicians, you know, there was what happened at the Republican National Convention where they threw the nuts at the woman.
That right there, so disrespectful.
Yeah, and called a monkey.
You know what? This is the worst election ever. There's never been a president that's been so disrespected ever.
I look at it like this. I see it as he gets reelected. I've already talked about this to my homies. I said, I'm going to put up a list of people that had dissed him, and I'm guessing that they're not going to live. I'm just making an educated guess. You know, I mean, because at that point, he's elected. I'm going on, you look at every presidential candidate in their second term, all the people that dissed them in the first term, they don't live.
Oh,
remember those Whitewater people went after Clinton? All of them died. Iran-Contra with Reagan. Them dudes, stomach ailments, and heart attacks. I'm just saying, you know, everybody's dissing now. But we're going to see 2013, you're going to start watching them deaths. He's like, oh, yeah, you was talking shit, wasn't you? That shit was funny, Curious George. That was a funny-ass T-shirt, dog. I mean, and this, you know, to me, it's not really a shock. I don't think it should be a shock to anybody, you know, that people would do that type of thing. you know, it's about the ignorance that's out there. I mean, hell, look what happened with Michelle Obama and the
scandalous.
Yeah, they if y'all don't know, there's some Spanish magazine that I don't know the name, I can't pronounce it, and I don't give a damn, where they put Michelle Obama on the cover, and she's in the picture as a nude slave. They superimposed her face onto a slave's picture, and I guess that shit's supposed to be art, groundbreaking, or whatever the fuck they want to call it. I got a lot of curse words to say, so I'm trying not to say them. But, I mean, the people who think, oh, slavery is cool, slavery is art. Nah, slavery ain't art. Never has been, never will be. And I don't see nothing that's positive about it. And once again, I would put y'all on the list. The editor and whoever did the picture, look out. I'm going to follow that magazine because I want to see if something happens to that editor. Because, you know, if I'm Obama, I'm like, oh, yeah, y'all think that shit's funny? Oh, my wife's a slave?
Yeah, that's, like I said, so disrespectful. Just, this is, we know racism is never going to go anywhere. But this election right here is, and you think it's ugly right now, is about to get really, really ratchet. Really ratchet.
How can it get uglier than what it's already been?
Man, just watch. It's going to be like, that's why I can't, some of the stuff I just can't watch it. I don't even want to listen to it because it'll send you over the edge just like.
Well, see, but here's my thing. I don't understand. And it's not this, but I don't understand why it would send anybody over the edge. It's like y'all are saying that everything has been good. I'm like, am I missing something? Or what had changed where, I mean, I don't get to driving while black. I still don't get the people who are holding their purse when I get in the elevator, whatnot. And shit, I'm a nerd. I am not a thug. I'm as far from thug. I collect comic books and draw and stuff. So if you're scared of me, you know, if you're scared of me, and this is the whole, it has never changed. It's never going to change. I, you know, and never is a strong word, but there's just an atmosphere of hate. And hate is, you know, hate is strong. You know, people talk about love is strong, but hate is just as strong. And there's a group of people who live off of making people hate each other. That's just where we at. I want to thank you, Ms. Blue Royale, for coming on the show.
As always, thank you for having me.
You know, it's definitely been a pleasure. And I'm sure we're going to do this again because it's just how we do. And on that note, for Miss Blue Royale graciously coming on the show, I am Mr. F the N-Word. And this is another Smooth Drama Edition. And we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.